Choice wholesale beef value crept back over $230 a hundredweight on Tuesday. Winter wheat planting continues ahead of the average pace. Coming up on your Cattle Current Market Update with Wes Ishmael. Howdy doll, this is Wes Ishmael with your Cattle Current Market Update for Tuesday night and Wednesday morning, the 30th of October. Cattle futures closed mixed on Tuesday, with modest pressure likely stemming from technicals as well as near month-end and contract-end jockeying. Live cattle futures closed mixed from an average of 25 cents higher across the front half of the board to an average of 27 cents lower. Other than 2 cents higher in spot October and unchanged in Jan, feeder cattle futures closed an average of 30 cents lower amid sluggish trade. Wholesale beef values were sharply higher on good demand and moderate to heavy offerings, according to the Agricultural Marketing Service. Choice boxed beef cutout value was $2.65 higher Tuesday afternoon at $230.55 a hundredweight. Select was $2.81 higher at $203.57. There were no results from Tuesday auctions available at press time. One note, though, although calf prices remain under pressure by the supply of feedlot-ready cattle, made larger as producers retain fewer replacements, Matthew Dearson, a risk and business management specialist at South Dakota State University, says the declining replacement numbers also mean cyclically higher prices may be closer than originally anticipated. In the latest issue of In the Cattle Markets, Dearson explains the slight increase in cow slaughter volume coupled with fewer beef replacements suggest that the January 1, 2020 cow inventory level could be even with or slightly lower than year earlier levels. That's something USDA's baseline projections didn't anticipate until 2022. A smaller calf crop next year would be supportive of prices next fall, he says. Corn harvest continued to lose ground compared to the norm, according to the most recent weekly USDA crop progress report for the week ending October 27th. 41% of corn was harvested, which was 20% less than last year and the five-year average. 58% was in good or excellent condition, which was 2% more than the previous week, but 10% less than last year. Similarly, 62% of soybeans were harvested, which was 7% less than a year earlier and 16% less than average. Corn futures closed mostly fractionally higher to a penny higher on Tuesday, while soybean futures closed fractionally lower to 2 cents lower through July of 20, and then fractionally higher to 2 cents higher. As for forage, 85% of winter wheat was planted, which was 8% more than the previous year and 3% more than average. 63% had emerged, compared to 62% last year and 64% for average. 56% was in good or excellent condition, which was 3% more than last year. And 45% of the nation's pasture and range was rated in good or excellent condition, which was 2% more than the previous week, but 3% less than a year earlier. Major U.S. financial indices edged lower Tuesday amid mixed economic news. The Dow Jones Industrial Average closed 19 points lower, the S&P 500 closed 2 points lower, and the NASDAQ was down 49 points. That's your Cattle Current Market Update for Tuesday night and Wednesday morning, the 30th of October. You can find more at www.cattlecurrent.com. This is Wes Ishmael. Thanks for listening.